Advocates for Montana's most vulnerable residents are pushing back on a budget plan passed by the U.S. House, saying it would have disastrous consequences for people trying to find affordable housing in the state. Known as the Limit, Save, and Grow Act, the measure would raise the federal debt limit and reduce spending, including cutting rental voucher funding that helps people afford a place to live, the program once known as Section 8. Attorney Amy Hall with the Montana Legal Services Association says that would affect 350,000 families, including in Montana.
About 1,500 families in Montana would lose access to rental assistance that is provided currently. Those would include older adults, persons with disabilities, families with children, and folks who without rental assistance would be at risk of being unhoused.
Hall says Montana's indigenous tribes would also lose funding. According to a White House fact sheet about the GOP proposal, 710 fewer miles of railroad track would also go uninspected next year in Montana alone, and 3 air traffic control towers would be shuttered if the budget bill becomes law. The U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary has said the bill's housing-related cuts would cause mass evictions, and predicts up to 1 million households served by HUD's rental assistance programs could be dropped. Hall says this means as many as 120,000 people could become homeless.
All of us in Montana have seen the number of folks who are unhoused rise in all of our communities since COVID hit, and that would only get worse if these funding cuts go into effect. And there would also be cuts to tribal housing programs and HUD programs that combat discrimination.
With a Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate, the bill isn't likely to pass in its current form, but critics worry that even debating it will give leverage to partisan budget measures in the future and have a dramatic impact on Montanans already struggling financially. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.